It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Ross McCorkle. The Steelers have a real shot at the playoffs this upcoming week, with the Baltimore Ravens already having the first round bye secured. The team just needs to win and have one of either Buffalo or Jacksonville lose, and they will qualify. Should that happen, they will be in a decent position to play competitive football in the playoffs. Despite the rash of injuries on defense and the team being on its third quarterback, the Steelers are playing playoff caliber football the last 2 weeks and will be a tough out for any opposing team in the tournament. The offense is taking care of the football and not turning it over, and they have recently found ways to maintain possession, mostly by leaning on the two-headed backfield of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. The offensive line, like last season, has remained mostly healthy all year long, and their cohesion is starting to really show. The team is finally playing the bully ball they intended on playing entering the 2023 season, running the football well, winning the turnover battle, and generating timely, explosive plays through the air on offense, while having a defense that has allowed the seventh fewest points this season is a viable formula for playoff success. The Steelers could not only make the playoffs, but be a dangerous team in the tournament, too. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.